It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, April 6th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American writer, broadcaster, and world traveler Lowell Thomas, who was born in 1892 in Darke County, Ohio. He is best known today as the man who made Lawrence of Arabia famous throughout the world. His father was a doctor and his mother was a teacher. In 1900, the family moved to the mining town of Victor, Colorado. Young Thomas eventually worked there as a gold miner, a cook, and a reporter for the local newspaper. In 1912, he graduated from Valparaiso University with a bachelor's degree in education and science. The next year, he received both an MA and a BA from the University of Denver and began work for the Chicago Journal. Thomas was also on the faculty of the Chicago-Kent College of Law, which is now part of the Illinois Institute of Technology. There, he taught oratory from 1912 to 1914. He then went to New Jersey, where he studied for another master's degree at Princeton. Lowell Thomas was a relentless self-promoter, and he persuaded railroads to give him free passage in exchange for his articles extolling rail travel. When he visited Alaska, he hit upon the novel idea of the travelogue, a movie about going to faraway places. He did a whole series of them. When the United States entered World War I, he was part of an official party sent by President Wilson, a former president of Princeton, by the way, to compile a history of the conflict. In reality, the mission was not academic. The war was not popular in the United States, and Thomas was sent to find material that would encourage the American people to support it. Thomas and his cameraman, Harry Chase, first met T.E. Lawrence, then a captain in the British Army, in Jerusalem in 1918. Lawrence was spending £2,000 a month encouraging the inhabitants of Palestine to rebel against the Turks. Thomas and Chase spent several weeks with Lawrence in the desert, where they shot dramatic footage and after the war toured the world, making Lawrence and Thomas himself household names. However, Lawrence did not enjoy the limelight nearly as much as Thomas did, and the two eventually fell out over what Lawrence claimed were Thomas's efforts to exploit him while building his own image. About 4 million people around the world saw Thomas's film about Lawrence, and it made Thomas $1.5 million. During the 1920s, Thomas was a magazine editor, but he never lost his fascination for the movies. He narrated 20th Century Fox's movie-tone newsreels until 1952, and was an early advocate of the Cinerama photographic process. In 1930, he became a broadcaster with the CBS radio network, delivering a nightly news and commentary program. He hosted the first ever television news broadcast in 1939. In the summer of 1940, he anchored the first live telecast of a national political convention. And in spite of all this success with TV, he still favored radio. Indeed, it was over radio that he presented and commented upon the news for 4 decades, until his retirement in 1976, the longest radio career of anyone in his day, a record later surpassed by Paul Harvey. No other journalist or world figure, with the possible exception of Winston Churchill, has remained in the public spotlight for so long, wrote Norman Bowen in Lowell Thomas, The Stranger Everyone Knows, published by Doubleday in 1968. Thomas died in 1981 at age 89. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 6th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.